Tim, how are you?
Good, Tony.
Big news story. You know what I found interesting, Tim? The story with the governor's press conference and his plan on the front page of the Detroit papers, but not so here locally. Isn't it not important here in Lansing what goes on with those schools?
Well, I don't make the news judgments on what gets in the newspaper, so I won't cast aspersions. I think this program is earmarked to start out in Detroit, but I think it is the governor's intention, that's pretty clear, that he would like to expand it statewide, and Detroit will be the pilot program where they work out all the bugs and then bring it to other failing school districts. The top 5 or low 5% of the schools, Lansing, I don't believe is in that category, but it certainly should be of interest to educators and parents and kids around the state.
Well, there is a new plan. There will be a new statewide district. What was the feedback? I know more than anything you probably were interested in hearing what people from unions, what teachers thought, what other administrators thought.
There hasn't been a lot of response yet. We'll pick up more of that as we head down to the Capitol later on this morning to pick up some of the feedback. On the surface, it sounds like the real key to the success, as one educator told me last night, is the buy-in at the local level. The Detroit situation has been on the radar going all the way back to the Engler administration, and each time a governor has tried to step in and do something, the pushback at the local level has been strong and intense and has gotten in the way of the end product. If there is some buy-in down there, this one may have a chance.
Can you ever remember when the schools in Detroit were thriving, Tim?
Yeah. I mean, Cass Tech, there are some gems down there. I mean, kids that came out of Cass Tech, which is kind of a performing arts school, not Glee, did very well. The Renaissance School does well. Overall, there's a lot of problems. There are 45 schools that are not doing too well. But a lot of this has to do with parental involvement. A lot of it has to do with self-governance and this new approach by the governor to turn over more power to the people inside the building and away from an elected board could be controversial, but he thinks it'll work.
Is what happens in Detroit, is what happens with their schools important for us here in Lansing, for the UP, for other parts of the state?
Well, if you buy into the popular wisdom that as Detroit goes, so goes the rest of the state, the answer to that would be a resounding yes. And once again, if they figure this out in Detroit, there are schools in Saginaw, there are schools in Grand Rapids, there are schools in Lansing and all over the state that could benefit from this approach. But let's just be cautious here. Every governor that I have covered, going back to 1969, has tried to reinvent the schools and bring about education reform, and here we sit in the year 2011 still trying to get it right.
You recently wrote, title of your piece was Religion May Become an Issue for Governor Rick Snyder. What did you mean by that, writing that?
Not his personal religion, mm-hmm. but he, if you're an ultra-conservative religious person, Rick Snyder is not one of you. And that could be a potential problem as they begin to push, and I believe this will come sooner than later, or maybe in the fall, the right-wing agenda, which will include some religious issues. It could become problematic for the governor.
Something that you talked about here on this program some weeks ago is school funding this year isn't a big deal, but next year and the forthcoming years, it's going to be an interesting topic, and you thought that's why the posturing, especially by the opposition or the school districts and unions who have lost funding, why they've been so loud, if you will, because they're looking to the future.
Well, they want to make a campaign issue out of this in the House races in 2012, and they are on the way to doing that. They don't want people to forget that it is the Republicans that actually cut education, although they're trying to spin it that, well, the cut wasn't as big as we thought it would be, but, you know, if you cut your arm, you cut your arm. You know, you're still bleeding sort of thing. That's what the educators would say. And they did it. They didn't have to do it. That will be the point of the MEA and others, is that it was an actual surplus in the school aid budget bill that could have gone to actually increase spending for the schools. But what the governor and others did is they took that surplus and they gave it to the community colleges and they gave it to higher education. That will be a bone of contention, and that will be an issue. At least the MEA is hoping it'll be an issue when all those Republicans come up for election next time out.
Is the bridge issue the governor's first strikeout?
It's not a strikeout yet, but he's not doing too well. He's got one vote. And somebody said to me the other day, well, that's a start. It's a fascinating issue, and now it has become even more tangled because now the bridge has been linked to redistricting. And you got to ask yourself, well, I mean, why are those two related? Well, they aren't related, but they are politically, because here's the quick story on it. The governor needs Democratic votes, and Democrats know they've got the governor over the barrel. And so what they're going to go to him and say, Governor, we need a little help redrawing our voting district lines so that we can get reelected. So can you redraw those lines? And by the way, if you can, we just might be able to give you a vote on the bridge. So we have, as we call in the biz, linkage. Why are you laughing?
Oh, there's always linkage, Tim.
You know, I've got an anchor guy in Detroit at TV2, and we go around on this all the time, Alan Lee, who's a great guy. He's a good guy like you. And he's just totally turned off by this whole idea of horse trading and linkage between unrelated issues. And I told him this morning in a piece that we did from Alan, don't ever go into politics, because this is what it is, man.
What are you working on for Channel 6 tonight?
We're going to be looking at the right-to-work legislation. The Tea Party folks are finally getting out of their hibernation, and they're going to be doing something on this, maybe to the chagrin of the governor. The two forces may be on a collision course. We're going to look into that today, and we'll have it on the tube later on tonight on News 6.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim.
Tony, always a pleasure, man.